Good morning. We are going to start a little earlier since I have some cool demo for you guys. I presented this in Black Hat, but I think I will change a little bit style to DEF CON style. Before I started, I want to have a quick survey. How many people here, for the job reason or for careless reason, that at least have hacked one website and gained the data from backend? Can you raise your hand? Wow, pretty good. Cool. So my name is Fan, and today I'm going to present our next generation web application vulnerability scanner with deep injection, high performance, and low false alarm. So everybody knows, right? Web application security is a big problem, so we're just going to skip. Most of the database in backend, interesting enough, Oracle SQL Server, DB2, and MySQL, I think, took 90% of the shares, more than that. So this is about a pen test tool, first time revealed. And it's not a so blind SQL injection tool. I will show you a bit later. Fully automated, powerful, and with the bunch of pen test policy for different database. Here's a quick glance of how this tool looks like. But I will show you a flash demo very soon. So in the left side, you can see it's the web URL. Then it has the Oracle detected in the back end automatically. The SQL injection type, tables, belongs to this web user, columns, and even the contents. Right side is the vulnerability report. In short, this is a cross-database support pen test tool with 100,000 lines of C++ code, high performance, very flexible, extendable pen test framework, which I will describe later. Very low false alarm, because if you already gain all the data, do you think it's still false alarm? And it's fully automated. So we all know that through the firewall is just not enough with this case. And there's so many things from a database that you can gain. So before I continue, I would like to present the first part of the flash demo for you. So here we have a movie rental program. Pretty cool web application. It's not Netflix, by the way, okay? It just looks like. So there is a movie. You can go to the movie. It's called a Zines movie. But unfortunately, it's also a sign of the SQL injection. So you can just paste to the matrix tool and then right-click scan. Now you can see that it detects the backend is the Oracle and the SQL injection type, the instance name, and the username who connect to the backend database. So you will see that most of the time it's right-click, left-click style. So now you right-click and then get a table content. Get a table count. How many tables belongs to this user? So that's I will come to the slides later. Matrix has a very complex sequence to do all the pen test from beginning to the very deep. So now we get the table count is 11. Now if you right-click again, the menu is different. Now you can get the table names. So all the table name, you can just select a few or select everything through here and try to gain the table name in the backend. So there are different ways to gain the table names. Date dictionary, you can also brute force, you can also arrow based. So several ways that can count in. So here is the vulnerabilities that is already reported in backend so that later on we can export to the CSV or whatever. So the get table name phase, it will gain the information with only like about 10 seconds. So with all that iteration, we get is an address table name. So this is only one way. We'll show you another way, which is brute force. Think about how many times you design your tables, like user, username, profile, member, order, right? So this is just a common sense. If you want to, so now we already get the table name. Another table name is the member. So now we come to the auditing panel, which is you can choose. There's many policies we has been built in to audit the backend database. So since we already know the database type, for example, right now we have default password checking and also the password complexity checking. All the parameter configurations like dictionary accessibility and the user privileges. This is an important piece, right? And also the SQL area. What's the raw SQL in the backend? All this is done through the web interface. Now I reverse select and then I try to gain all the hash and the name from the backend database. Since the Oracle is hashed, right? The password. But that's okay. The matrix has a built-in password crack for the Oracle, which is extremely fast. You can see that my password is pretty good, QAZWSX, but the matrix is even better. So it's cracked on the fly. The password is cracked on the fly. So also you can see that there is default password in there as well. So we will come back to this later. So here we have the cross-site scripting functionality and also your own defined abilities. So also you can get a proxy list so that all your traffic can be distributed. It will look like from all over the world. So it's pretty neat to have. Here's and here's the hijacking feature, and here's another cool thing. Okay, so we'll come back to the slides. Come back to normal. Okay. So what's the essential fact? It's based, basically, first. Parameter defense is just not enough, right? With the web-based and the database securities. Databases are all different vulnerabilities, different design, but there are many things in common, which I will describe later. And database has to maintain a lot of information in the back end. And the cooler the database, and the cooler it is, and the more information you need to gain. For example, Oracle 10G, the flashback, is a good example. If it wants to get back to the previous data, it has to think about it from design, right? It has to maintain the SQL that it used before. So think if you can get that SQL, that's useful for you, right? Through the web applications. User context, another example. Finally, hardening a database is not so easy. At least it's much difficult than just talking, right? So here's the pen test sequence that it will take. First, just like normal scanner will do, it will detect if it is SQL injectable. But that is far less than enough, right? Then second, just as Nmap will send tens of packets to detect the OS types, right? Based on TTL, window size. Matrix will send tens of different requests to determine what's the database type in backend. And what's the versions. And then it will get the current database properties, such as what web user has connected to the database, and what's the instance name, what stuff, versions. And then you can get basic, pretty much whole database dictionary. That's the one thing. But also, like I said, there's other ways to gain. And then you can start dancing, because you can do advanced injection and advanced auditing, because you already know the context. I will have to skip some of the slides because I have very limited time, and 36 slides. But you pretty much, it's very detailed here. Database in common things, roles and privileges for different database, and the special spots. There's always the interesting part, extended procedures, and it can even use to guess, for example, just the UTL TCP, even that can use to guess the SSH password. It's a lot of things that you cannot even, maybe it's a little beyond your imagination. And weak password, port stuff. So here's the mind manager function on the graph. So you can either configure your browser to point to the port which matrix will listen. So matrix will monitor the session and the traffic automatically and then detect if the URL you are browsing is, it reminds me more demos. So it will automatically detect the web URL if it's vulnerable. But of course, you can always just directly targeting the web URL and then gain all the vulnerability information. Then you can gain the database dictionary, blind injection, search the interesting tables, and then even do the brute force. You can also audit many things, authentication, authorization. You can also do the penetration test for specific spots, like privilege escalation and all the kinds of stuff. Here's a snapshot. You probably already saw it. So URL type, database name, username, task, get everything, field name, field count, all fields. You can search for specific spots, like password, user. So for auditing stuff, you can check the password, check the configuration weakness, and the versions. It's Oracle 8i. This is pretty old. The one I was using was better, 10G. So get the use password and hashes and OS commands. So here's an example here that you already got the... Based on the hash you get, it's cracked on the fly. Because based on the username and the hash, you already can do a rainbow style crack. Pentest style, if you do the just browsing the browser and using matrix as a proxy, then you can hijack the sessions in between. So it can even hijack the SSL. So I will mention that a little bit later. But it can be much easier. For example, here all the pen test is again right click style. So here you can get all the extended procedures. You can run OS command and doing whatever you want on pretty much. So authentication, current user privileges, password check, system user views, and as I mentioned, the system and DBS and PEEP password can be pre-generated, right? Because you already know the username. So based on diction, you can generate the hash already. And for Oracle 10G, there's a pretty huge leak, which is that the DBS and MP password can be get through a simple query. So the reason is that it's not hashed, it's encrypted. And more importantly, for 10G, the default installation will put sys system and the DBSMP share the same password. So once you know the DBSMP password, you will know the sys and system. Think about it. Database configuration, init parameters, many parameters auditing, for different databases, for different contexts and policies. Configurations. So an important feature about the matrix is that it's extremely extendable. So that if there's a vulnerability released, for example, there's no need to change the code, or 99% of the time. No need to change the code. Just add a configuration file, and then it will automatically add to your pen test policies. So raw SQL auditing. An important thing from the web interface, you may be very, very interested in what is the SQL running in backend, right? So to gain the SQLs, to give you much more abilities to gain the things. Okay. I always like to use Taiji to describe the two modes of the matrix. One is the in mode, basically passive, right? Very silent and quiet, but it detects everything for you if it's acting as a proxy mode. Because you are just browsing, right? And then, suddenly there's a report in backend. And young mode, basically you already see from the flash demo, it's direct targeting the web and hard multi-threading. Proxy mode, as long as your browser point to it, it's going to do everything. But here's a very cool SSL man in the middle. At least on top of my head, I don't know there's any tool that do that. Does anybody know to do the hijacking for HTTPS? The reason is that it's supposed to secure the channel, right? But here, Matrix did a special way, which is that it's a special matrix in the middle. So then it will assemble the HTTP traffic. It will listen in a local port, 127, and assemble the HTTP traffic to the HTTPS representing and send it to remotely and then get it and disassemble it. From that way, it can audit all the sessions, all the parameters in between, so you can hijack it. In mode, here's the in mode example. Automatically detect, okay, MS SQL number, SQL injection type. Young mode, I already described. Get, post, and also you can use proxy to targeting the stuff. Advanced features like privilege escalation, for example, 9i, DBMS metadata. Pretty much you can make use of the some SQL injection in the procedures to gain more privileges. 10G, DBMS advisor, and even the more SQL stuff, if it's installed, then it will give you much more power to do the special pen test. And there's many things, such as HTMDB, XMDB, and the report servers. This is a specific things, but it's also very interesting. So keep adding the policy, like I said, to gain more and more. It's very important because you always want to keep the pace. You don't want to have something last year or 2 years ago, and that's not so useful, right? That's needed, but not so useful. There's also you can audit some network related or some evil procedures using the outbound SQL injection. Pentest capability plugin I already mentioned, but again, this is one of the key. You can add the policies on the fly. So similar tools. I don't know if it's so similar, but I'll put it here. Evasion techniques. So this is an interesting part, right? If most of the ideas like will detect, okay, 1 equals to 1 or some of the patterns, but it's an iteration. Last year in Black Hat, I presented the defense techniques about SQL injection. So it's quite hard. It's quite hard. I mean, to think about it, there's so many variations. So I want to get to there. There's also some interesting evasion. For example, you can use SoundDex, a function equals to something, right? Looks totally different. So that way, to catch that pattern is really difficult. You can also lower down your threads, so it will look, and also distribute by proxies, so that it will looks like more normal. Defense techniques. Default installation and configuration is usually lame. Dictionary protection. Least privileges. Always bear in mind for application, especially for different applications, and do a regularly pen testing and continuous monitoring. So before I come to the next demo, I would thank you for everyone for listening, and I have to mention my partner Xiaorong. He did a really fantastic job. He's really cool, but sorry he couldn't come join me. And special thanks to Alexander for great comments. And the one of the big reasons I'm here, which is I want to get your feedback. I want to get your comments so that make it better and better. If you have any suggestions or comments, send to the info@dbappsecurity.com. So we will come to the next demo. We have 2 minutes, I think. Oh, I have 10? Oh, cool.
You want five?
Sure.
How much do you need?
10 is fine. I should not make so hard if I know I have 10. So here's another web application, JSP Books, selling the book, right? Security book, looks like. So right-click. This time is the MS SQL, number SQL injection. And the database name is web, username is SA. Okay? The vulnerability level is, of course, high. So again, here, you already have 23 tables in backend. Not bad. So can get the table name and get a few. Here, the advanced one, you can basically search the table name. Sometimes if that has like 200 tables, you just want to search some of the specific points. So it's getting easier. Now you have quite a few tables, and customer info looks interesting, right? Customer info. That's always the, I mean, from my point of view, but I'm sure you're the same. So now you get a field account, then you can get all the fields. Again, it's a right-click style. And coming later, there's a, the end, there was OS command execution. That's probably one of the few places that you need to use the keyboard to type, because you need to run OS commands to as you wish. So now you have a few interesting fields. Name, password, so customer ID, login name. So we can just gain a few just for demo purpose. So again, I have to emphasize, all this is through the web application interface. There's no need any more information about it. So here is come to another fun part. It will get all the content from the tables. Welcome to the matrix. The speed is quite fast. This is in real speed because the engine is optimized. Right. So now we can come to another fun part, which is the penetration. So now you have all the context, right? What database it is in backend, what's the web user connected, what's the vulnerabilities of the web application. Now you can look at the, like, what's the DS name? Okay. I don't know why I have my name in yet, so. You can also, another thing is that you can also look at how many EVO procedures is available. So that's another thing, because you first want to see how many things you can do in hand, right? Then you can do more things. So you can see that from the beginning to the end, it's always step by step, but helping each other to get deeper and deeper for all the injection. So, okay, we have read error log, get protocol stuff. Okay, you can always get more things because it will give you from the number of things that you can choose. Okay, so enum error logs. That's not bad, right? Now you have an OS command, type cboot.init file. So it'll run OS command for you and then tell you everything. So I will let the demo go on, and thank you very much for listening, and I'm taking questions. Thank you. Cool. Thank you, Mike. Yes, sir.
Actually, three questions.
Yes.
Number one, does it save state so you can start a session and then terminate it and come back to where you were?
Say again, sorry.
Save state. Will it save the state of your test? So you start a session.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good question. There's a project save. So no matter where you are, if you save a project, next time if you restart, it will already in the state in there. Good question.
Next question. Does it support various middlewares like ColdFusion with the tick doubling stuff?
Yeah, so for middleware, basically right now, the current version is we'll try to inject as much as possible. So it will depend on how middleware process the parameters, etc. And also, we are planning to add in more like specific middleware like vulnerabilities in the policies for it. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Specifically, I did not, but my friend did once, yeah. Thank you. No, I'm not kidding, because we already have... Okay. Yeah, trust me, okay? Because we already have a beta tester, which is a very big company, so they can test their own applications through the pen test. So I'm so busy with this, so I won't have time to hack stuff, yeah. So... Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll have beta test plan like slowly going, yeah. So you can send emails to request it, yeah. Yes? Oh, you mean for the SSL hijacking? Okay, so basically what they do is that, actually I have an SSL flash, later on I can show you. But basically what they do is that, because this tool is in your machine, right? So in 127, so it's your trusted man. So it's like a trusted man in the middle. So then you, through the HTTP, for example, browsing the local, just like your local port that matrix will listening. So for example, if you want HTTPS www.abc.com, then something, then the matrix knows that this traffic in this port is talking to that HTTPS. Then it will assemble all your, you are, from your point of view, from browser, still looking at the remote website, right, browsing. But actually, in the middle, it will assemble all the HTTPS traffic for you, and then monitoring the sessions, if there's vulnerabilities or parameter vulnerabilities inside. So that's basically how it works. But I can show you flash later on, yeah. Yeah, it's traceable. So if you turn on hijack that option, then it will stop there, and then you can change something, add a parameter, and then click send. It will send it. So, any questions? More questions? All right. Thank you very much for listening, and send me email if you have any comments.